भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। Today we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, 21st verse. Maya manak sritati karma mayam baliyaha. Maya manak sritati karma mayam baliyaha. Kalina chodata gunanumatina pungsaha. Kalina chodita gunanumatina pungsaha. Chandomayang yad ajayarpata shodasharang. Chandomayam yad ajayarpita shodasharam. Sangshara chakram aja ko titaret twadanyaha. Sangshara chakram aja ko titaret twadanyaha. Maya manak srijati karma mayam baliya. Kalena chodita gunanu matina pungsaha. Chando mayam yada jayarpita shodasharam. Sangsara chakram ajako titaretvananyaha. Maya manak srijati karma mayam baliya. Kalena chodita gunanu matina pungsa. Chando mayam yada jayarpita shodasharam. Sangsara chakra majako titaret twadanyaha. Maya manasri jati karma mayam baliya. Kalena chodita gunanu matena pungsaha. Chando mayam yada jayarpita shodasharam. Sangsara chakra majako titaretvananyaha. Maya manak srijati karma mayam baliya. Kalena chodita gunanu matena pungsaha. Chando mayam yaja jayarpita shodasharam. Sara chakra majako titare. Vaishnavis. Maya manasri jati karma bayam baliya. Kalena chodita gunanu matena pungsaha. Chando mayam yada jayarpita shodasharam. Sara Sangsara chakra majako titaretu adanyaha. Uno mas. Ekor. Moskoshi. Please? Anyone? Maya. The external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Manaha, the mind, asterisk. The mind is always planning how to remain in the material world and struggle for existence. It is the chief part of the subtle body, which consists of the mind, intelligence, and false ego. Srijati, creates. Karmamayam, producing hundreds and thousands of desires, and acting accordingly. Baliyaha, extremely powerful. Insurmountable. Kalina, by time. Choditaguna, whose three modes of material nature are agitated. Anumatena, permitted by the mercy of the glance. Time. Pungsaha, of the plenary portion. Lord Vishnu, the expansion of Lord Krishna. Chandamayam, chiefly influenced by the directions in the Vedas. Yet, which? Ajaya, because of dark ignorance. Arpita, offered. Shodasha, 16. Arang, the spokes. Sangsara chakram, the wheel of repeated birth and death in different species of life. Aja, O unborn Lord. Kaha, who is there? Atitaret, able to get out. Tod anyaha, without taking shelter at your lotus feet. Translation. O Lord, O Supreme Eternal, by expanding your plenary portion, you have created the subtle bodies of the living entities through the agency of your external energy, which is agitated by time. Thus the mind entraps the living entity in unlimited varieties of desires to be fulfilled by the Vedic directions of karmakanda, fruit of activity, and the 16 elements. Who can get free from this entanglement unless he takes shelter at your lotus feet? Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. If the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is present in everything, where is the question of being liberated from material encagement to blissful spiritual life? To spiritual blissful life. Indeed, it is a fact that Krishna is the source of everything, as we understand from Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavaha. All the activities in both the spiritual and material world are certainly conducted by the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the agency of either the material or spiritual nature. As further confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9:10, Mayadyakshena praktihi suyate sacharacharam. Without the direction of the Supreme Lord, material nature cannot do anything. It cannot act independently. Therefore, in the beginning, the living entity wanted to enjoy the material energy. And to give the living entity all facility, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, created this material world and gave the living entity the facility to concoct different ideas and plans through the mind. These facilities offered by the Lord to the living entity constitute the 16 kinds of perverted support in terms of knowledge gathering, of the knowledge-gathering senses, the working senses, the mind, and the five material elements. The wheel of repeated birth and death is created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but to direct the bewildered living entity in progress toward liberation, according to varied stages of advancement, different directions are given in the Vedas, Chandomayam. If one wants to be elevated to the higher planetary systems, he may follow the Vedic directions. As the Lord states in Bhagavad Gita 9:25, Yanti deva vrta devan pitrin yanti patir vrtaha bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti man yanti madhyajinopimam. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to the ancestors, and those who worship me will live with? Live with? Live with? Correct. The real purport of the Vedas is to direct one back home, back to Godhead. But the living entity, not knowing the real goal of his life, wants to go somewhere here and sometimes here and sometimes there, and do sometimes this and sometimes that. In this way, he wanders throughout the entire universe, imprisoned in various species and thus engaging in various activities for which he must suffer the reactions. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij. The fallen conditioned living entity trapped by the external energy loiters in the material world. But if by good fortune he meets a bona fide representative of the Lord who gives him the seed of devotional service, and if he takes advantage of such a guru or representative of God, he receives the Bhakti Lata Bij, the seed of devotional service. If he properly cultivates Krishna consciousness, he is then gradually elevated to the spiritual world. The ultimate conclusion is that one must surrender to the principles of Bhakti Yoga, and then one will gradually attain liberation. No other method of liberation from the material struggle is at all possible. Om Agnana Timirandasya Agnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Nena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Dina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katahmayam Tadati Swapatantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kulpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Maya mana srijita karmaya karma mayam bhaliya kalina chodita gunanumetena pungsaha chando mayam yajadyarpita shodasharam sangsara chakram ajakotitarit turanyaha Maya mana srijita karma mayam bhaliya. So the mind is the has fearsome godlike powers that rule over the living entity lifetime after lifetime. And Lord Krishna said this very thing to Uddhava, that the mind has fearsome godlike powers. And it is for no other reason than the oppression of the mind that the living entity stays in the material world birth after birth, suffering the threefold miseries. So here Prahlad Maharaj is first saying, Maya mana srijati karma mayam baliyaha. Baliyaha means very strong. The mind has an extremely powerful influence. And maya mana. And maya mana, the living entity is concocting through the mind an imaginary idea of what his or her life is. and making all kinds of plans and ideas about who I am and what is my goal in life. But this is all illusory, as Maitreya told Vidura. In a dream, a man may see his head being cut off, and he's aghast at watching his own head being cut off. But when he wakes up from the dream, he sees that actually that wasn't the case. And the mind, although we may appear to be in waking state, in the material consciousness, mayamana sujata karma mayam baliyaha, that a very strong attachment to this dream of material life, the designation that I am a physical body, causes fear. Bhayam dvitiya binibesha tasa. Dvitiya means that which is separate from the Lord. So I see my body and my existence in the material world as a separate existence from Krishna. So maya manak sujit karma bayam mayam baliyaha. Very strongly I'm kept in the material world by the influence of the mind. And then kalena chodita guna numatena pumsa. So this second line means that this material world is activated by the glance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kalena chodita guna numatena pumsa. Pumsa means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the expansion of Krishna. Krishna is in Goloka Vrindavan, and he's the original cause of everything. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sakchidananda Vigraha. Anadi Radir. Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. He expands himself. One of the expansions of the expansion and the expansion, Mahavishnu, glances over the material nature. Maya Yara Mamanasya Navi Yogas Tayasaha Atmanaya Atmana. This verse from the Brahma Samhita. Maya Yara Mamanasya Navi Yogas Tayasaha. It says that even this expansion and expansion and expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has a very indirect relationship with the material nature. Maya ya ramamanasya navi yogas tayasaha. He's not very much connected with it. He connects through Rama Devi, who is his consort. And there's a divine halo that emanates from the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of his glance, and that manifests as Shambhu in the material world. And because the material world is the perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So by glancing over this material nature, and that glance is carried and manifests as in a personal form as Shambhu, maya mana sujitakar mayam baliya kalina chodita gunanumatina pumsaha. That by his glance, he says, Prahlad says, that he activates the material world. And kalena chodita, that means the time energy of the Lord, enters into the primordial matter of the material world and activates it. And the living entities are impregnated into the material nature in this way by the glance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then, chandomayam yadajayarpitashodasharam. So, aja means ajaya means the chakra. Chandomayam yadajayarpitashodasharam. Shodasharam. It has 16 spokes. So it's a wheel of samsara, has 16 spokes. And he's saying that the 16 spokes are, first of all, there's these 16 elements that make up the material world that he's describing here as the spokes. So there's the 5 working senses and the 5 knowledge gathering senses. Then there are the 5 great elements: Bhumir, Apo, Nalo, Vayu, earth, water, fire, air, ether. The 5 great elements. Mahabhuta. And then there's the 16th element is the mind. The mind is the sense within, described as the sense within. So these are the 16 elements, and these are the 16 spokes on this wheel of samsara. And this creates a field of activity for the soul in the material world. It's a false playground. And he grapples hard, as Krishna says in the Gita, that these are my parts and parcels are struggling hard within this field of activity, in this wheel of samsara. And Chandomaya means, Chanda means the Vedic literature. Or it can mean desire also. So that's also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. When Krishna is describing the material world and what it's made up of, he says, Urdhva mulamada shakam ashvatam prahuravyayam chantamsi yasya parnani yastam veda savedavit. So that word chanda also comes in that verse where he describes that the material world is like an inverted banyan tree. Has its roots upward and its branches down, and whose leaves are the Vedic hymns. Now, why does he mention that? Because, and there and in this verse, parallel, because the Vedic hymns offer all kinds of facility for adjustment in the material world. You don't like where you're at now, you can adjust it. The ultimate purpose of the Vedas, of course, is to understand Krishna. But through Karmakanda, people try to work the system and end up in a better place in the material world, so they don't have to suffer as much. And everyone's trying to do that one way or the other. Chandomayam yajadyarpita shodasharam, they're working within this system. And the Vedas, as Krishna says in the Gita, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nishtraigunya Bhavarjuna Nirdvanvo Nityasattvaso Sattvasto Niryoga Shema Atmavan. These Vedic injunctions are mostly within the three modes of material nature, consistent with what's being said here in the Gita. And that one should not be caught up in those things. So then comes the last line, which is the point that Prabhupada brings us to in the purport. Samsara Chakram Ajako Titaret Toranyaha. Samsara Chakram. So this samsara means that you're flowing from one thing to the next. This is the meaning of samsara. And how are we flowing? Arjuna wants to know in the beginning of the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, how is it that we move from one place to the next? And Krishna answers his question that is by the force of varied consciousness. And then he describes, antakali chamam eva smaran mukva kale varam ya... I'm sorry? Ya prayati samadbhavam yati nashyatra shamshayaha. That if you think of me at the time of death, you're able to fix your mind on me, then you'll attain me. However, he says, yang vapi smaran bhavam. Wherever your bhava is, and everyone's developing some bhava, you just look around. You notice that everyone has a bhava for something in this world. Somebody's in the mode of ignorance or the mode of passion or the mode of goodness, but everyone has some taste, some bhava that they're cultivating here. By association, purusha prakriti stohi punkte prakriti jan gunan karanam gunasangosya sarasad yoni janmasu. They're getting all kinds of good and bad situations because of their sangha. You associate and then you take on the qualities of the person you associate with, and then you got to go there. Why? Because we're tatasta. And Prabhupada mentions this in the purport, that sometimes we're going here, sometimes we're going there, sometimes we like this, sometimes we like that. What does that mean? It means we're neither here nor there. That's what tatasta means. Tatasta means we're not situated anywhere. We just go with the flow. Whomever we're around, we take on that quality and we go there. So here, Prahlad Maharaj is saying that samsara chakra, Aja means he's addressing the Lord in a very sweet way. He's saying, Ajako. Ko means it's a question. Who can attain freedom from this cycle of birth and death? Aja. He's saying, Aja means the infallible, my infallible Lord. He's taking shelter at Lord Nrisimhadeva's lotus feet. He says, Samsara Chakra Ajako Titaret means, Atitaret means to rise above the modes of material nature. Atita, like, Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahmabhuya yakalpate. In the Gita, Krishna says, here's how you rise above the three modes of material nature. By constantly engaging in seva to Krishna. Then gradually, like an airplane taking off, faster, 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 your seva is going, then you lift off. You'll take off from the modes of... you'll rise above the three modes of material nature. So he says, samsara chakra, samsara chakra ajako. Ko means kaha, means who can do this? Who can rise above? Ajako atitaret twaranya. Twaranya means the lotus feet of Krishna. So he's talking about the personality of Krishna, and he's saying, Twaranyaha, your lotus feet. So he asked the question, who can rise above this mess of the powerful mind and the three modes of material nature and this huge wheel, which we'll hear in the next verse, is like crushing us like we're sugar cane. You put it in that machine and it just squeezes all the juice out of it. That's what we're going through in this material world. How are you doing? Oh, just fine. But we're being squeezed by this process. So he's giving the solution, and Prabhupada says in the purport here that we must surrender, sweet surrender to Krishna. So everyone's trying to make some angle. Everyone's got an angle here in the material world of how they're going to control. And so there's several categories. One is that I want to be the boss. Everyone wants to be the boss. You can listen to all kinds of tapes and lectures about how to become more prominent in the material world, how to get ahead, including karmakanda, you know, how to position yourself in the material world. Elevationism, it's called. So you want to be the boss. And Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita calls this Ishvara Bhav. Everyone's got this, I want to control, I want to be the boss. And then there's people who get frustrated with the whole thing, and then they say, there's no boss. That's the voidist. They say, I can't be the boss. They figure it out after a long time and say, there's no way I'm going to be the boss. So there is no boss. You meet people all the time and they say, there is no God. That's the solution, you see. There is no boss. You're not it. I'm not it. Nobody's it. And he's not it either. There just is no boss. Voidist. And then there's the Mayavadis. And they say, become the boss. You'll merge and become one with the boss. What an idea. But the devotees say, Krishna, you're the boss. That's Bhaktivinoda Thakur then says that this is the way for happiness. Surrender to Krishna. Jeev Krishna dash e bishwas kole tar ardhuko nai. Just say, Krishna, you're the boss. Finished. Easy. Easy life. When Krishna's the boss, there's no more problems. You just say, what do you want me to do now? And you do this. Okay, whatever you say, boss, I do it. Still shaking it up. Just go. You do what the boss says. And so Prahlad Maharaj giving us this the prime directive. There's always the prime directive. Sarva dharman paritya ja mame kam sharanam braja. Ahang tvang sarva papipyo mokshay shami masuchaha. Don't worry. Just risk it all. Take your little, go up to the table, fill out your little form, say, I quit. I'm opting out. I surrender. I'm handing it in. That's it. It's over. Krishna's the boss. I'm out. I'm out of the material world. And that's it. That's all you have to do. Because if you're a poor man and a billionaire comes in, not, that's not enough. Trillionaire comes in and he says, I'll give you a bag. It's got enough to cover all your expenses for the rest of your life. How much would that be, do you think, approximately? For Tadit, that might be a few billion, right? That wouldn't do it? To cover all... No. Says, I'll take care of all your affairs. Here's the bag. Just take it. And then you say what? Two choices. Give me the first choice. Okay, second choice. Okay, that's it. That's the two choices we got. So Krishna says, Sarva dharman puritya ja mame kam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papibhyo mukshi shami masucha. Don't worry about it. I got you. I'm the boss. I'll take care of everything. I control the material nature. Don't worry about the mind. Don't worry about the samsara chakra. Just surrender and I'll take care of you. And what do I say? No thanks. I'll stay here. I'll suffer. I'll be kicked by Maya over and over again. That's okay. So then the rascal word comes out. I wouldn't use it, but Prabhupada over and over again in this, when he talks about, this is rascaldom. And living in it doubles down. He can't figure out an angle, and he knows he's crazy, but he still goes deeper, doubles down, says, no. Takes intoxication, goes lower, and tries to block it all out. But that's not the solution. The solution is to become fully aware, who is the boss? Who's the Supreme Personality of Godhead? This is remembering our relationship. And it's sweet because Krishna, he says in the Bhagavad Gita, Ananyateta satatam yomam smarati nityashaha tasyaham sulabha partha nitya yuktasya yoginaha. That if you just dedicate your consciousness to me, and what else do you got? That's all you have. You just have your consciousness. Just dedicate your consciousness to me. And what's not to like? Krishna's beautiful, and he's merciful, and he's always interesting. Never a dull moment. Just dedicate your consciousness to me. Ananya Cheta, give your consciousness. Satatam, always. Yomam smarati nityashaha, think of me always. And then I'm easy. I'm easy to attain. You can have me easily if you just do that. Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna. So a couple questions. Yes. What is your name? Sebastian. Nice to meet you. Hare Krishna. Do we have an extra microphone in case you're broadcast? But it's being broadcast. It's the Brihat Madanga. I'll repeat what you're saying until he brings the mic. We just lost about 30 seconds.
Many graces to the senior devotee for a beautiful presentation. You mentioned there is an analogy of the Vedas being the leaves of the tree of, let's say, material nature. If we follow that thought, would it indicate that Krishna's Brahma Jyoti, or Brahma's Brahma Jyoti, is able to get soaked in through those leaves of the Vedas and therefore reach us and therefore reach our soul and energize our soul?
That's not mentioned in the analogy in the Gita so much about the Brahma Jyoti being absorbed into the leaves, but there are some details there in that banyan tree analogy. What is it? Urva mulamada shakam ashvatam prahuravyayam chandam siyasya parani yastam veda sevedavit adashturvam prashitastasya shaka guna pravida vishaya pravala adashtramulan anushantatani karmanu bandini manushaloke. So he says in this next verse, that's the next verse, but in this verse he's describing the twigs coming from the tree are the objects of the senses, and there are various parts to the tree. Then in the next verse he says that you can't see the form of this tree. Narupam asyeha tatopa labyate nanto na chadir na chasampratishta ashvatameyanam suvarudamulam asanga shastrena dhritena chitva. He says you can't see the form because you're so much in it. Like when we're born, we don't know where we came from, right? And then as soon as you pop out, somebody slaps a name tag on you. Said, your new name is Schnicky. Get used to it. It's the way it is. And you got to go to kindergarten. I don't want to go to kindergarten. You got to go to kindergarten. Just go. I didn't like kindergarten. Narupa masyeha tatopa labyate nanto. And you can't see the beginning and you can't see the end. You don't know where it ends. I used to look at the sky when I was a kid. Where does it all end? Is there a door up there or something or what? So we don't know anything. We don't know where it's situated. Ashvatameyam suvarudamulam. It's deeply rooted, though. But then Krishna says something very heavy. Asanga shastrena dridhena chitva. He said, cut it down. Chop it down. Chitva, cut it. How? Asanga shastrena. There's a weapon of detachment. Like Lord Shiva, he's just sitting there. He doesn't even wear clothes. He doesn't bother shopping or anything. He just he wears ashes. And he sits in the crematorium. If you want detachment, sit in the crematorium. There's one in Jagannath Puri. You can see the bodies burning. You can just sit there. And it's a good place for preaching. And Savas used to take the new bhaktas down to the emergency center in Denver when they wanted to leave. They say, we don't like this anymore. Savas said, no problem. I'll just, before you decide, though, let me take you down to the emergency ward, and we'll just sit there for an hour on a Saturday morning after all the shootings on Friday night, and then see if you want to leave. After that, you can go. Asanga shastrena is a kind of, one has to be fortified with the sense of detachment from the material world. And then, Asanga shastrena jitena titva tatat padam tat parimargitam ya yasmin gatana nirvartanti bhuya tameva chadyam purusham prapadye yatak praviti prashuta purani. There's more to do. After you cut down the tree, you got somewhere to go. You have to fix your mind on going back home, back to Godhead. Find the source. Where did it all come from? It had to come from somewhere. And then it says there's a supreme person there since time immemorial. He's been there all the time. So we have to conquer sleep. We have to conquer the mode of ignorance and indolence and indifference and ignorance means ignorance. I don't care. I become absorbed in the illusory form. But we have to develop an interest, a keen interest in Krishna. And you can do that. It's all altogether possible by hearing the parts of the Vedas that are not in the material nature. So that starts with the Upanishads, which give a vague idea about the fact that we don't belong to this world. All the other parts of the Vedas tell us how to get along in the material world, but then the Upanishads come along and say, hey, guess what? You don't belong here. And then it's like, wow, what a relief. I don't belong here. No wonder I felt so messed up all the time. Incompatible with matter. And then past the Vedas, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Shutam apyo panishadam dure harikatam ritat, that these Upanishads, they're a long way away from the nectar of Krishna Katha. Then you get into the Mahabharata, which Srila Vyasadeva made available, and then there's the Gita. And then still, after doing all that, making the Puranas, the Bhagavad Gita, everything, he went to a spiritual master and said, I don't feel right. I'm morose. I don't feel satisfied. And the spiritual master said, well, you didn't go far enough. You didn't tell about Krishna's pastimes. You have to tell them directly about Krishna. That's this twananyaha in this last part of the verse. You have to know Krishna's lotus feet. Yene ravindaksha vimuktamaninas twayasta bhavad avashuddha buddhaya aruya krishchena parampadam tata patantyato nadrita yushmarangraya. Says the demigods praying to Krishna in the womb, that if you don't know Krishna, you're going to fall down. No matter where you go. It can be the Brahmajyoti, or you can become the CEO of Oracle. Whatever it is that you think your imagined form of liberation is, if you don't know Krishna, you're going to fall down. And you have to know Yene Aravindaksha, the lotus-eyed Lord. From there, you don't fall down. Anyway, I digressed something, but one more question? Yes. What is your name? Anthony. Hare Krishna.
Thanks for the wonderful class. It was nice. I was just wondering, I've heard many times that the mind's function is to either accept or reject, but then here it's saying that the mind is always planning how to remain in the material world and struggle for existence. I was just wondering if you can explain a little bit about that.
The mind that is absorbed in the material nature has no way of accepting or rejecting anything higher until it gets more information. And that has to be brought by the intellect. And Krishna describes how Indriyani priyanyahur indriyebhya paramanaha manasastu parabhutir yo bhudhe paratastu saha. Lowest of all is the senses, above the senses is the mind, above the mind is the intellect, and above the intellect is the soul. And when we don't have any better information, we're in a closed system, and therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Sanatan Goswami, Maya mukta jivara nahi swata krishna gan. Krishnere kripaya koile krishna veda puran. Therefore, that's why Vyasadeva came to give the Vedas. Because we're in ignorance, we don't know anything better. We're in a cave, like cave dwellers. Someone comes in and tries to describe the sun. You don't know. You don't know what light is, even. So, therefore, he said, These literatures come to give us that knowledge, to awaken us. And then when the mind receives a higher choice, information from another category that comes from beyond the system, Otherwise, it's all prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha. It's all within the system. So something has to come from outside the system. That's this transcendental knowledge. And the soul can take it. The soul can actually get that. That's why the Vedas are saying, you can get it. You can actually understand it in the human form of life. Atato brahma jignasa. Now you can inquire. You can expand the inquiring capacity. How far? Etavareva jignasa. He says, Krishna told Brahma, in all times, in all places, in all circumstances, inquire. Once you get this knowledge, which is from beyond this field of activities, from beyond the 16-wheel chakra, which is being described as the material field of activities, then you can develop this relationship with Krishna. So nitya nitya sambandha prakritischa paraivasa. We have an eternal kinship with Krishna, but we've forgotten it. And when we're reminded, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it's like a poor man who meets the astrologer, and the astrologer comes in and says, hey, guess what? You're not poor. I just did your chart. You're the wealthiest guy in the world because your father left you a treasure. So Mahaprabhu says these literatures that Vyasadeva gave, they're the treasure. So the mind will be left to endlessly speculate, and no matter how far you go with the mind and the intellect, Brahma says, Pantastu koti shatavatsara sambragamyo vayuratapi manaso munipungavanam sopyasti yat prapadasimya vichinta tatve govindamari purushamta mahambhajami. The greatest munis, munipungavanam means the greatest thinkers, and there's always going to be a better one. You may think you came up with the conclusive argument, but a generation later, someone will come by and smash your whole idea. That's always happening. That's why the Vedanta Sutra says, Tarko Pratishtanat, that logic never stands in this world. So you have to have a higher source of knowledge. It has to come from the Vedas, which are self-luminous. Then when the mind becomes attracted to that, you take an interest in something that's outside the system, outside this world. And then you can develop your relationship with Krishna through sambandhagyan. You get knowledge of what is my relationship. And then there's a progressive way in which our relationship actually awakens. It begins with some faith. And then because of that faith, there's a sentiment. Then we decide to associate. And by the association, we decide to practice. And by the practice, then we go through anartha nivritti. And then we actually come to a positive place where intellectually, we completely understand the concept, and we're very steady in it through shastric help. And then we come through to ruchi, where we actually have, it's like, you know, when somebody gets a crush, you know, in high school, they get a crush on somebody. They can't stop thinking about them. That ever happened to you? Come on. All right. So you get a crush. You don't know where it came from. All of a sudden, yeah, such and such likes you. Oh, wow. You know, and then you start thinking about it all day long. You can't stop thinking about it. This is ruchi. It's something about Krishna just hooks your mind and your heart, and you can't stop thinking about him. Ruchi. And then comes this, past ruchi comes asakti, which is very hard to come to because it requires one-pointed attention and then the devotee is completely fixed and there's no other goal. There's no other object in this world except for Krishna. And then comes the bhava, which is the preliminary stage of love of God. So all this is attainable. One can defeat the mind. One can go beyond the mind by the power of the Maha Mantra and by taking the sambandhagyan. These are the two things necessary. And we heard this morning from the reading that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Prakashananda Saraswati, the holy name, Srimad Bhagavatam. You take these two things, you can actually attract the mind. It's not that we defeat the mind, but we persuade it to go elsewhere. We divert it to the other place. It becomes, as Rupa Goswami says, yuvatinam yata yuni, yunam cha yuvata yata, mano biramate tadvan, mano me ramatam dvai. Just as young boys are attracted to young girls, and young girls naturally attracted to young boys. One of the devotees who does the youth tour was telling me that there's young boys, young girls on the tour. So they were in front of the Grand Canyon. They first time they've ever been there, they parked the bus there and they all got out. And the boys and girls were so attracted to one another, he noticed that they didn't even notice they were at the Grand Canyon. Hey, over there, Grand Canyon. Oh! So there's a way in which we're attracted to all the variety in the material world and think it's real, but it's a fake out. But when the mind actually becomes hooked on Krishna, and there's an interest, there's a crush, develops, then it becomes, it's like goes there. It's automatically attracted to Krishna, and one can't stop thinking about it. So it's altogether possible. It's completely possible by the power of the method given to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and brought to us perfectly packaged by Srila Prabhupada. Everything's there within the package that you need. You just have to apply it. Somebody says, well, it's not working. It'll work. You can make it go faster if you want to. That's why Prabhupada mentions here voluntary surrender is important. You have to really think about it. It's not a cheap thing. You have to decide, I quit. Sign your sheet. Hand it in. I quit. I'm opting out. I'm going for this completely. Hand in your little sheet. Just mark the box that says, I surrender. There's two boxes. One says, I'm going to stay and fight it out in the material world. And the other one says, I surrender. Which one do you want? I checked the box. I surrender. Here, I hand it in. Now you can go. Gopremanande Aribo, Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, New Dwarkadam ki jai, Vancha Kalpatrubhascha Kripasanabe Vachapatitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna.